Well, hello to everyone, and welcome to this first initial edition of Arriba, Folklorico Music and Dance from Mexico. My name is Fred Castañeda, and I'll be your host for this particular series and episodes. What you've heard in the beginning of this show was basically the recording of festivities during the week-long celebration of Fiesta in San Antonio, Texas. And during that time, the food, the culture, the music, the dance, the education, and all the entertainment of Mexico throughout the entire week in San Antonio. The music that you've heard was from the Jarabe Tapatío. That's the famous dance worldwide known as the Mexican Hat Dance. But it is really a jarabe, a courtship dance, and it was played in a live theater by the Mariachi Continental, Mariachi Azteca, Mariachi Los Charros, Mariachi Los Caporales, and various other mariachis during the celebration. And it also had the folklorico dancers from the Ballet Folklorico Estudiantil of the Independent School Districts of San Antonio. The Jarabe Tapatío, otherwise known as the Mexican Hat Dance, is known throughout the entire world, especially by the symbol of the sombrero, or the wide-brimmed Mexican hat. Because this is a podcast that has a global reach, we're going to enjoy the culture and the entertainment and the history of all the folklorico dances and music from the pre-Columbian era all the way to the modern day. For the past 30 years, I've been immersed in this culture. As a matter of fact, I was a professor at the University of Loyola in Los Angeles, California, back in the 70s, and I danced with various groups. Not only did I dance with the Ballet Folklorico of that university, I was also in a professional dance group called Floricanto and other several groups. I taught at Loyola Marymount University back in the 70s, and I taught a class which was called A Survey of Mexican Culture, the Folklore of Music and Dance from the Pre-Columbian to the Present Era. And that's the basis of what I'm going to be sharing with you. I also taught the actual practical application courses that actually showed people how to dance. As a matter of fact, one of the nice parts about teaching that dance is you would take people who had never even danced any kind of traditional or ethnic folklore, from Anglos to Canadians to blacks, Hispanics of all nations, and they had to learn three dances and perform them at the end of the semester in a big, routing gala event, a spectacle. So as I taught this course at the university during that time, I actually wrote a book on that subject back in 1979. And that book is going to be the source of materials that I'm going to be sharing with you over the course of these episodes. Because for me, Mexico is one of the most rich and colorful countries that has culture from all over the world. There are over 30 states in the Republic of Mexico, and each one has a wide, rich, and colorful history of culture, each with its own set of indigenous tribes, which were called indios, or Indians, by the Spaniards and the French. And these indigenous tribes had subcultures within their regions, again, rich with history and color. The indigenous tribes spoke over 300 different dialects, and they mingled and intermarried with the Spanish and the French, the Polish and the German, and of course the Americans. Unfortunately, Mexico has a long history of being invaded by outside foreigners. In 1519, Hernán Cortés came with his Spaniards and resumed the conquest of Mexico. In 1862, the French invaded Mexico and set up an empire there under Napoleon III and placed as the Emperor of Mexico, Maximilian or Maximiliano. And then there was the invasion of the United States in 1846 and 47 during the Mexican-American War. And later on, the Polish and the Germans contributed their culture too as they settled into the New World and found homes in the Republic of Mexico. Now, in the show notes, you'll actually see a map that outlines and presents for you the regions of Mexico. So we're going to present for you in the series of these episodes that follow a journey through Mexico, the land of music and dance. Because dance has been one of the most picturesque cultural aspects of all men, especially in Mexico. Because in that country, dance is an art form that has to be appreciated as a form of expression, and it stems from the heart and history of the Mexican people, from their indigenous beginnings all the way through the Spanish conquest and up until today's modern folklore. So during this program, we're going to take you on a journey of Mexico through its music and dance. The diverse provinces of Mexico will boast with traditional music and with dress and dance particular to each state or region by the way of the unique character of its own people. In order to show you that, the show notes will contain not only the maps that we're going to be using to explain the various regions, but also images of the typical dress and costumes of each region. In the show notes for this particular introductory episode 1, you'll see a map, and it points to the first 8 regions that we're going to discuss. The region of El Norte, or the northern part of Mexico, which stems across its powerful deserts, Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, Chihuahua, Coahuila, and the region of the Huasteca, which stretches along the eastern seaboard of Mexico along the Gulf Coast, that has the states of the southern part of Tamaulipas, the northern part of Veracruz, and of course the states of San Luis Potosí and Hidalgo, and the state of Yucatán and Quintana Roo, which were home to the traditional ancient tribes, home of the Mayan Indians, astronomers and mathematicians well ahead of their time. And the state of Chiapas, the southernmost state of Mexico, home of the Chamula tribes. And the state of Michoacán on the west coast of Mexico, bordered to the north with the state of Jalisco, land of the mariachis and home of the mariachi music, also home to the indigenous tribe known as the Huicholes. And of course, in the central plateau of Mexico, the capital city of what once was Tenochtitlan, the capital of the Aztec Empire and their religious rituals as they danced around their pyramids. I'm going to deliver to you in this podcast the characteristics of each of these regions. I'm going to give you a little bit about the background and to make it interesting so that you'll understand not only what it was, but why it was, how it connects to our present day, and the loveliness and the beauty of its culture and the music and dance. We're going to give you also samples of music and dance accompaniment here so that you'll be listening to it on the audio portion of this podcast. And you'll be able to see the charts and the visuals of the costume and the dances in the show notes that accompany this particular podcast. Also, I'm going to have interviews with different musical groups. Here in San Antonio, the groups abound. I'll be interviewing trios. Those are the three men who, with their guitars, play beautiful romantic ballads, especially with their harmonies. They were very popular and very famous, especially in the 1950s. We'll also talk to the mariachis. That is the musical group that is the most popular worldwide because they wear a wide-brimmed hat and they dress in the elegant traje de gala or traje de charro, the famous horseman of Mexico who wore his wealth along the seams of his trousers plated with silver. We'll also talk to a director who plays the marimba tropical, as well as a band that's known as the Conjunto Jarocho or the region of Veracruz, especially who played in that area by the river Papaloapan, especially the little towns of Alvarado and Tlacotalpan, right by the main city, the port of entry, Veracruz. And then we'll also talk to a conjunto norteño, or the northern-type bands, whose music has evolved today in what is called Tejano music. And then we also have the pleasure of talking to a conjunto huasteco, that is, those who play the music of the Huasteca region, or along the eastern seaboard of Mexico, which has several key characteristics that were inherited from the Spaniards. Now, your feedback is very welcome, and we'd like for you to subscribe to this podcast. So we hope that you'll sit back and you'll enjoy learning about the folklorico dance and music of Mexico. In this introductory episode, we've given you an idea of the types of regions that we're going to cover, the way that we're going to cover them, along with the materials and resources that I myself have created over the past 35 years when I was a dance instructor and a teacher at the university and also had my own performing group. And we've also welcomed you to give us some feedback on the blog so that you can look at the show notes and follow along with us as we talk about the regions of Mexico, where they are located in the Republic, as well as follow along with the typical costumes and dress of that particular region. And then we'll have some video clips, too, toward the end so you actually see the dances that were performed by performers themselves today in different ballet folkloricos that are important in the Republic of Mexico. So for now, hopefully you'll enjoy this podcast. It'll be coming to you every 2 to 3 weeks. You'll be able to get it and subscribe to it via iTunes. And because this podcast is going out to a global audience of all the countries in the world, we're going to wrap up this first episode with a little teaser to give you what's coming on the next one. We're going to end with the final measures from that famous folk dance, the one that's known most popularly throughout the entire world as the Mexican hat dance. It really is called El Jarabe Tapatío. The jarabe happens to be a courtship dance, and this actually came from the tribe of the Huicholes in the highlands of Jalisco, and the man selects his partner by placing his hat on her head. In some cases, he actually tossed it down on the ground in front of her to invite her to be his partner during the ceremonies, and then they would dance together. The characteristic of this dance, like any jarabe in Mexican folklore, is that the man is pursuing the woman. And at the very end, there is a flourish in a military march called the Diana that results when the man finally wins over the heart of the pretty señorita and ends in triumph. By the way, the Diana is also played whenever any person of importance, dignitaries, heads of state, or even the president of Mexico himself comes out. It happens to be the flourish given of honor and respect. And so let's listen to the final bars of El Jarabe Tapatío.